Hello, sir. What can I do for you? Oh, you're here for the 3 o'clock appointment. Yeah, your mother called in earlier today to confirm. Wow. No, nothing's wrong. It's just you're quite different from my other clients. Usually I've got clients from the extremes of being kids forced to learn instruments or adults in their 50s to 60s trying out a new hobby. Sometimes I have fellas trying to learn the guitar just to impress me. But no one as young as you. Sorry, let's get back to your lesson. Just follow me to the back. I usually do guitar lessons over here since it's quieter than the storefront. All right, yep, just sit down over there. Did you bring your guitar? Oh, you forgot yours. No problem, let me just get my spare. Okay, here you go. Now that you have the guitar, let's test you and see what we're working with. Not too bad, actually. Are you new to this? You are. Interesting. Nothing's wrong, it's just you're quite good for a beginner. You seem quite comfortable with the guitar and your strums aren't too reckless. Usually I've got clients that try their hardest to strum the guitar like they're a rock star or something. But you have quite the touch. Sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you like that. You're getting a little squirmy. Here, how about we have you play an A minor? All right, you don't know the finger positioning? Here, let me just get behind you and help position your fingers. Okay, so second fret. Yeah, there we go. On the D and the G string, and then, okay, try that. Beautiful. You're a natural. Young man, are you okay? You're turning your head away from me. Oh, I see you're quite hard. It's fine, sweetie. I don't mind. To be honest, I was kind of checking you out in the front as well. Now that I know the feeling is mutual, I can really help you relieve such stress. How about you put that guitar down, baby? I want to help you relax. We can't have you all tight and stiff, so just put the guitar right over there. That's it. There we go. Good boy. How about we deal with these pants next? Yeah. You have a lovely cock, young man. It's quite lively, too. Is that because of me? Oh, I apologize that I have such provocative clothing. I should have known that my button-up was a little too tight. Then this tight skirt really shows off my nice, plump ass. How about I make it up to you and take off this shirt since it's technically my fault for this impressive erection. I'll just unbutton this tight, white button-up shirt and take it off nice and slowly. Yeah, there we go. You're looking so intensely. Do you see something you like? Maybe these nice, gorgeous breasts of mine? I know this lacy bra is just accentuating my goods, so why don't I take off this bra as well? It'll be a huge relief for me as well, since This bra is a nuisance anyway, with the wires and whatnot. But the good news is that you get to see the full show. By the looks of it, your cock loves how my tits look. He's bobbing so much. Oh, so cute. Now that I've got the provocative clothing out of the way, we can get back to your stiff situation here. How do my hands feel, young man? I put some lotion on earlier, so my hands are just running smoothly over that hardening cock of yours. They feel really nice. Thank you, baby. It's great to feel appreciated by a young man like yourself. I'm just going to stroke a little faster like this. I know you weren't expecting that. Your hips and face gave that away. I love surprising young men like you. You all make such expressive faces. As well as your cocks. Did that kiss against the back of your head tease you? I'm sorry. I just love the reactions you make. Speaking of reactions, I'd love to see your reaction to having your cock deep in my mouth. What do you say, sweetheart? Would you mind your guitar teacher having this gorgeous dick in her mouth? You're worried? What's got you worried, baby? What if your mum finds out? Oh my. Precious boy. I'm your mummy now, and I'm here to take care of my good boy. So what do you... I really flipped your switch, didn't I? Fuck, your cock tastes amazing. Give me more, honey. You're such a good boy. No, baby, I didn't mean more face fucking. I mean, put that cock deep in my pussy. Yeah, give your mummy that young, hard cock of yours. I'm wet as hell for you, and I know you'll slide right in. Just be a good boy and get up while I pull this tight skirt down for you. Okay, there. Okay, yeah. I didn't wear any panties today. Such a naughty mummy. Why don't you punish me and feed that cock in my slutty hole? Here. Let me bend over this chair so you can fuck me from behind. You ready? Yeah, fuck. Yeah, just like that. All the way to the hills. Oh, you feel so fucking good. I can't believe how much you're filling me up right now. Just fuck me. I need to be punished for being a provocative slut for you. Wearing such tight clothing that shows off my big fucking tits and my juicy ass. Go ahead. Fucking pound me. That's good boy. Fill your teacher up, you fucking stud. Keep pounding this tight, wet, teasing pussy. Yeah. You're hitting me right where I fucking need it. I'm gonna come. Young man, you're gonna make mummy come with that good boy dick of yours. Keep fucking me. I deserve this punishment for teasing you, for dressing so slutty. Holy shit. I'm coming. Fuck. God, Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, God. Sorry, sweet boy. That was something else. God, I've never been fucked like that before. Why such a stud like you? You're still not satisfied. Okay, well, why don't you pull out, baby? So you can sit on the chair and I can climb on top of you. Yeah, just pull out. Okay, you can just sit down while I... Yeah, I just climb right on top of this glistening cock of yours. Right where it belongs. Oh my God. It's going so fucking deep inside of me. Your cock is amazing. It's a good boy. That's it. Thrust into me. But I'm the one in charge. So, why don't I just bounce up and down this wonderful pole of yours? God, I'm still sensitive from coming just before. I just need this cock. I want it pounding me. It's so deep and fucking hard. Holy shit. Yeah, it feels incredible. Yeah, just like that. Just like that. You sure, Mummy, who's in charge? How's it feel, baby? Yeah? To have a busty teacher do such depraved things to you? You love it. That's the spirit. My good boy. You keep fucking thrusting up into my cunt while I bounce on your throbbing cock. Give me those adorable lips of yours, my young stud. Just like your cock, your lips taste absolutely amazing. Was that honey? You're getting close. Yeah? My good boy. Would you like mommy to come with you? Huh? You want to be on top? Okay, I can get up if you want. Just wait. Oh, fucking God. He lifted me to the floor, you dirty boy. Oh, fuck. Your cock is filling my pussy so fucking deep. You're gonna make me come. Please tell me you're gonna come. I want to come with you. Yeah. You ready to come? Go ahead and come, sweetie. What's stopping you? You want to know where you can come? That's fucking adorable, baby. If you think you're coming anywhere else besides deep inside my pussy, you're sorely mistaken, sweet boy. Plus, with my legs deadlocked around your waist, you aren't leaving without giving my womb a sweet, sticky treat. So you're coming inside me, baby. Come on. You thrust nice and hard and deep inside me. Yeah, just like that. Fuck, you know what I need. You fucking stud, fill me with your seed. I need a hand, please. Give it to me. Mommy needs it. Be a good boy and breed your slutty teacher. shoot, those ropes have come deep inside me. I'm gonna fucking come. Oh, Lord. You keep shooting those last drops inside me. Oh, my God. Fuck you. Yeah. Oh, my good boy. Oh. Squeeze those last. Spectacular young man. I haven't had such an impressive student in my life. Thank you for providing me with such earth-shattering orgasms as you did today. When's the next lesson? Well, first, how about we get dressed before someone comes to the back and finds us like this? Crap, quick, get dressed. I gotta get dressed too. Shit, where's my shirt? Okay, there. Oh, shit, my bra. Whatever. I'll put it on later. Coming, just give me a minute. All right, you just get your boxers and pants on. I'm gonna see who it is. Your mother and I will schedule your next lesson because... fuck. After a lesson like that, I can't wait to see what other things I can teach you. Okay, I'm going to go to the front. Just make sure you don't leave anything here. God forbid a client sees your boxes in this room. Oh, right, yeah, my bra. Actually, you keep it. I think this will prove a good reminder of why you should come back for more lessons. All right, I gotta go. Make sure to clean yourself up.
Hi, what can I do for you today?